Memories of Streatham Hill Theatre. These are some recollections of Streatham Hill Theatre from veteran actor Jim McManus. Jim is also a creative industry supporter of the theatre. So welcome, Jim.
Thank you.
Your first experience of Streatham Hill Theatre was when you moved to Clapham from Bristol, is that right?
We moved up from Bristol, but we lived in South London, in Norbury and that, for a while, but all over the place. I'm a gypsy.
So when you came to Clapham, you joined the Scouts movement?
Yes.
And you used to get a bus, I believe, to
Well, Streatham. We were rehoused from the place in Streatham where we lived, and they rehoused us in King's Avenue, in a bit, one of those big mansion houses that they are now, is now blocks of flats. I joined the Scouts at the top of Leon Court Road.
And used to get on the bus outside the theatre, is that right?
Well, to get back to my flat, which was in King's Avenue, I had to walk down to either side of the one-way system, as it is now, by Streatham Hill Theatre, by Streatham Hill Station. And then I could get my bus home to King's Avenue from there. Coming down the hill, you had to go via the Devil's Walkway, which was past the Streatham Hill Theatre.
Mm. And could you see inside the theatre?
Yeah, well, I did when I stood. Well, it was a bit of a frustrating view because I only ever saw about the last 30 seconds of any show. The glass doors would swing open and you'd take a tantalising glimpse of the stage. So I first watched my first 30 seconds or a couple of minutes of the shows that I saw at Streatham Hill were on the street. Through its flashing doors.
Did you ever think you would be performing?
Oh, I was giving shows in the Chicken Run in my granddad's house in Bristol while Hitler was trying to bomb us out of existence. The show went on but the show was moved to the Chicken House. We did have an Anderson shelter in the back garden, and I was forcefully thrown back from the view of the approaching bombers by looking up saying, plane.
When was the first time you worked at the theatre?
About 1950, because I knew about the theatre and I'd been to odd theatres, usually to pantomimes and that sort of thing. Brixton Empress I knew quite well.
When you were at Streatham Hill Theatre?
Yes.
You played as an understudy, is that right?
One of my first jobs in the theatre was a show that came out of Stratford East and had transferred to the West End, to the Garrick Theatre, which was things ain't what they used to be, which was the musical. But also the first time I had been in the theatre, in the Streatham Hill Theatre, I'd been on the tour of a Stratford East show, which was called A Taste of Honey. And I understudied Geoffrey, which in those days, somewhat scandalously, a gay character. All I can remember about it is the Blue Ribbon milk bar next to it, a long thing. And the theatre was like you see the pictures. I've only seen the pictures now, but it was very imposing, pillared theatre, and a posh looking foyer, and a stair. I can remember a staircase to go out. But bear in mind, all I had was a momentary glimpse between the doors being opened and the fur coats coming out, and so I never saw very much inside it. But it was a theatre. So all I knew of the theatre was very imposing, and lots of pillars.
Do you remember, as an actor, the green room backstage?
I was assistant stage manager, and I was so hungry. I wouldn't stray far from the stage. I would listen in to the actors' chatter, which was like manna to from heaven to me, to actors, real actors, really talking, you know. And of course, I've been in every time there was an opportunity to be in a play. I was in it, from whether it was in the chicken run in my granddad's garden, or whether it was in I went to Buckersfield County High School, which had a well-equipped, lovely hall. We had a very successful school drama society, and in fact, Terence Hardiman is a working actor now. He was our head boy, and I was really flattered, because I was in London doing a play on the Fringe, and there was a knock at the door, and that was Terry Hardiman come to see me, and I just thought, time marches on.
Did you enjoy your time as a performer in the Streatham Hill Theatre?
Yes. Stage management and understudying, Geoffrey. And stage management is the odd job thing. You get the odd jobs. I remember having to go to the West End in a taxi to pick up the drapes. Somebody forgot the drapes. Because in those days, after you did a West End run, then that would be the holiday for the actors, and they would love to go on the tour, because there would be Streatham and Golders, were the two theatres closest to the West End, and that's where you was the fortnight. If you'd been 15 weeks on tour, it was your fortnight at home. So everybody prayed that they'd get on Streatham and Golders, and could do Golders Green, and that was the thing. And I was the one who had to go, being as I was at ASM, and I had to go into town and collect the drapes, but somebody forgot them.
What, and bring them back to Streatham Hill Theatre?
To Streatham Hill Theatre, and hang them, and do whatever. So I must have known about where the green room was, and I must have known where everything else was. Because I was the dog's body, and as well as players cast as an understudy, you know.
Yeah, because you also did you perform there as Corporal Flight?
I did. That was one of the tours that we went. I was in the play at the Whitehall Theatre.
Yeah.
And when that went on tour, of course I wasn't on the, but by then I wasn't on stage management anymore.
Right.
I was a proper actor, and so I had to come there and went there as an actor, which was a great thrill.
And that was in a show called Simple Spyman?
Simple Spyman, yes.
Yeah. Are we also a stage manager there as well?
I think I might have graduated up the bill a bit.
Right.
But I know I played Corporal Flight,
yeah,
which was my way in. Everybody did everything. I would have been ASM and ASM.
Assistant stage manager, yeah.
And that's how I would have got in. And but they were very loyal. Most everybody who was anybody at the Whitehall had come and made their way up, because once at the Whitehall, it was a job for life. And I was recommended to go. I was a dresser in the Garrick Theatre, and one of the actors who came in was Wally Patch, and he said, I was his dresser, and he said, "You want to be an actor, boy?" I said, "Yes, of course." Yes. "Well, get yourself down to the Whitehall then. They're casting at the moment. I was a play that I was in, that I starred in." And he said, "But go down there, see them, and see if you can get it. The show's called Simple Spyman."
And that was one of the shows that went to Streatham Hill. Yeah.
That was then years after that.
Mm.
What they would do, that they would, I got into the company that was rehearsed for the tour.
Yeah.
And we were rehearsing for the tour while the new show at the Whitehall was being the thing. In our cast, there was Andrew Sachs, there was Timothy West, two names to conjure with. They taught me the proper business of touring, because I was with them for 5 months. You know, going to different places each week.
And that was Streatham Hill, including?
Streatham Hill was one of those.
Yeah. Golders.
Golders Green is the other one, yeah. Golders Green.
What was the last show that you did at Streatham Hill? Do you remember the last one? Was that Simple Spyman?
But it might well have been the last one.
Yeah.
Because it always goes in. I'm quite an elderly man now. Sometimes the memories aren't completely accurate. And I wonder sometimes if they're wish fulfilment. But I did play Streatham Hill Theatre because I remember the tannoy was very tinny.
Tinny? The tannoy?
The tannoy was very tinny.
Great. OK, Jim, thank you very much for your time. It's been fascinating to hear your memories.